Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
All right, let's get the hell. Look at that. Guys, come on. You ever seen a more well-timed show than what I've done with that? Toledo's not even in the room.
You're making Toledo proud.
I am doing my job. Well, these spots are. He's a stickler, that one.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give it to him, because if it was me, Larry's first hour would be all spots. We're not allowed to do that anymore. Ruining Larry's show with stuff that we had left over was just no longer kosher. And Larry likes it kosher, if you know what I mean.
Big time.
Yeah, there you go. It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by my friends at reactdefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense training. And this weekend they had their rape prevention seminar, which is awesome. I got to see that in action. And you see the zip-tied hands, and you see the girls who were, like, timid at first and like, I don't really know if this is a thing. And then they do a little training, and then they put them in scenarios. And the best one is, like, you know, girl goes through it. She gets attacked by the attacker, which is real-life stuff. And they're going, and she fights back and fights back. And then they blow the whistle when it's like, all right, you clearly have won this thing. And the adrenaline's so strong, they just keep kicking. So those poor guys like Tony and Josh and the guys who – to put the helmet on and do the work, man, they get beat up. But it's 100%. It's so great, and you're not getting that training elsewhere. I just talked to a girl named Julie who's there, and she said she went through it, and it was unbelievable this week. And she's been going for 3 years. She did the seminar for the first time and said it was better than anything she could have imagined. And now she wants to do the plane seminar, which is coming up. And you can do that if you get involved in this deal. I got another lady named Julie, different Julie, asked me this weekend, said she's been empowered by something recently. Her life kind of had a little pivot, one of those, what do they call those, cornerstone things, a little pivot in her life. She said, this is a moment for me, and I want to start being better at things. She says, is that a real deal for me? She goes, what kind of shape do I have to be? That's a question I always go, what kind of shape do I have to be? And she goes, I'm not in good shape right now. They'll start you wherever you are. It's actually better you're not in shape. You're a blank piece of clay. And with as insane as everything is right now, even being that blank piece of clay is probably a better place to go in. Start from ground zero for your ground zero, and don't pay attention to how much better or worse anybody is around you, and just do you. And, you know, it's nutty out there right now. It's just flat nutty. Everybody, you know, the news is trying to remind everybody that you're always constantly in danger. You're not. But you know what? It's out there, and you never know. And they'll teach you through all sorts of different seminars, scenarios, classes, just general training. All the things you're like, I never thought I could do that. We did knife defense stuff Friday with my one good arm. We were going nuts, and I caught an elbow. I threw an elbow into a grate. That wasn't very good. So my elbow's all dinged up. But it's fun. We have the greatest time, and you start realizing I'm better at things than I ever thought I'd be. I'm not as susceptible to bad guys as you would assume you are. Bad guy's just a person with bad intentions. If you're a good person with some bad intentions towards bad guys, oh, you got to get in. I want to go right now. Just start punching stuff. Let's go. ReactDefense.com. The crazy mixed up world around you isn't going to stop just because you want it to, so you might as well have some tools in that belt. Check it out, ReactDefense.com. The home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me. I'm all adrenalized now.
The Academy hopes that they can boost this year's Oscar ratings by having longer acceptance speeches.
Whoa. That's going to do it.
Yeah.
Kill the host, take all the fun away, and then tell me about Nomadland. For 2-3.5 hours, which is a movie that is going to just let you know, as the audience member, you've ignored so many things with all your happiness that people like this exist, so you're a dick. There's nothing. You know what needs to be an Academy Award nominated film? Kong versus Godzilla. It's the worst movie
still
I've ever
crushing
watched.
It in the box office.
It's awful, but the money is screaming out to Hollywood, enough already. We know problems exist. Your job as actors is not to remind us how miserable things are. It's give me the lizard and give me the monkey and fight them. And as bad as the story is and whatever, I'm still going to walk out and go, that felt good. Because I don't have to sit and worry about homelessness or rape. Good Lord, with the independent films becoming the only thing we get now.
Well,
I'm happy.
In the recent years, winners were allowed 45 seconds.
Now 6-7 hours.
It's too long.
Yep.
I mean, I just saw, I don't even know what it is, but the subject line of the next email I get said, bikini skiing. Make that a movie and make it a best picture. I'm tired of It's just awful to think that we can't have any good times anymore. Everything's got to be so dark and like Oscar worthy only means it's depressing. Give me something fun.
Got something. Aspen Extreme bikinis.
Aspen Extreme's pretty good on its own. Wait, Aspen Extreme isn't. What's the...
That's the Powder 8 competition.
The Powder 8 competition with the girl with a mole on her boob, Terry Polo.
Yeah.
She takes her top off in a car and it's a big, distracting, gigantic, like leech-sized mole. Mm. Yeah. It's good. Like, you want to see it and then it's like, whoa, I didn't expect that. Got to kind of warn me about that.
They also say that masks will play a very important role in the ceremony. It's unclear what that means. I don't know if you saw this, but on last Thursday's episode of Wheel of Fortune, Pat Sajak accidentally revealed the answer to the puzzle in the bonus round, and no one noticed. The contestant had about half the letters. Pat says, yikes. Well, I'd rather be standing here than there, quite frankly.
And it was quite frankly.
Yep. Then Vanna asked him later in the episode, you realize what he had done? He said, I did. Right after I said it, I just, in the back of my mind, uh-oh.
Well, all they got to do is cut it and edit it.
Well, it went right over. They left it in there.
Not that part. I'm saying they cut that. A lot of times that happens when there's a goof.
Yeah.
Portions of the show were edited and redone, did not affect the outcome. Yeah.
I think they wanted to keep that on there.
Oh, yeah, because it must have been quite obvious that it was quite frankly.
Paris Hilton is still dealing with the fallout from the leak of her sex tape.
Yeah, it killed her.
How many years ago was this?
Please. This is, all right. I'm sure she's all torn up about it. She seemed so distraught during the video. And then all the accolades that came her way after really were tough.
What bothers her the most is people still think she is the one who leaked the tape.
Who cares? What should bother her the most is she's a lame lay.
That was 2004.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's
17 years ago, you got screwed on TV. We all watched it. And
she was terrible.
I didn't think she was very good at sex. No. I thought, wow, that's depressing. I thought you'd be, because she always sold herself as such a sex pot, but she just kind of was she's kind of a dead fish in it.
Mm. We had some celebrity deaths.
But you know who the best sex celebrity sex tape is? Tila Tequila.
I never seen that one.
Oh, my God.
Is that
God.
The
really?
Oh, my God. It's like you'd have never guessed it. Tila Tequila is putting it out there.
Really?
She makes you realize why NFL players were like, she's crazy, but I'm doing this. It was awesome.
Who was the San Diego Charger that...
Was it Merriman? Sean Merriman?
No, he ended up taking his life.
Oh, yeah. Junior?
Yeah.
Yeah, Junior Seau. Yeah. It was less CTE and more Tila Tequila now. She was bananas. Oh, yeah, she stole his car and stuff. Remember that? Felix. Watch that video. Google that. Yeah, see if it's... I don't know if you can do it on a work computer, but...
Probably not.
Try. Do it on your phone.
Oh, celebrity deaths, Felix Cilla.
Cilla. That's the one you're
cousin
telling
it.
Yeah, cousin it.
Bad boy rapper Black Rob.
Wait a minute.
51.
Not Big Black.
Black Rob.
Is that the same
Can
guy?
Can you get your black straight, please?
I'm trying.
What the hell's going on over there?
Well, they all have the same names. Their names all look exactly alike. wait a minute. Wait, Black Rob is not. Black Rob.
Almost.
Oh, no, I don't know.
You try to
guy.
Figure that one out.
Is Big Black still alive? The guy who used to be on with Dyrdek on...
Oh, yeah. That was Big Rob, wasn't
it? No, it was Big Black. Christopher Boykin. He died in 2017. I'm guessing heart condition. Because he was 6,000 pounds.
Alma Wahlberg.
She died?
Mark and Donnie's mom.
Donnie's mom.
Had 9 kids.
Jesus. And yet the headline still reads, Mark and Donnie's mom died. There's 7 other people.
Yeah.
Never made much of their lives.
Well, they had the other schlub that did the burgers.
Yeah, the burger
stuff,
guy. That seemed a little special.
Oh, yeah.
A new Mustang just pulled in the parking lot, Brett.
Former survival.
No, that's not.
Survivor sure contestant Sunday Burquest.
That is what that is. It's the electric one. Brett's a big Mustang fan.
That. Not that one.
You don't like the new ones?
No.
I think the body style is kind of cool.
No, that's the electric ones I don't.
You know, you like the gas power.
Yeah.
You like the juice.
Yes. Screw the environment.
Joe Buck from Fox Sports will guest host Jeopardy.
That's the T-shirt I want. I think that's a pretty good Joe Buck.
And your
Buck
guy
would be good.
Aaron Rodgers is getting high marks.
For no reason.
Stint.
He was terrible. Joe Buck might not be bad. I'm looking forward to Anderson Cooper, to be honest with you. I think that's a gig for him. I think Joe Buck might be pretty good because he's a little wry.
Yeah, but you're right. AC
AC would
right
knock it
that.
Out of the yard. Plus, it checks off a couple boxes. Gay, you know, that kind of people like that nowadays for hiring purposes. Have you noticed they haven't let, like, Neil deGrasse Tyson is the guy that should have the job. If he wanted to do that, he'd be amazing because he's funny and he's quick-witted and he knows stuff. You believe he actually knows the answers, but I'll be curious to see Joe Buck. People hate Joe Buck, though, and I don't know why that is. Are you a Joe Buck guy? He doesn't bother me.
He doesn't bother me.
I don't think he's
not,
great. But,
yeah, I'm not a huge fan.
But he doesn't bug me. Like football games and stuff, I think he's fine.
He's all right.
Yeah. It's not great, but I think he's good for Jeopardy. We'll see. If it wasn't for Bob Costas' eyes, I would want him to do it. But he looks nocturnal now. I don't know what happened there. I think he hunts at night.
I want to see Rome do Jeopardy.
See, great Jeopardy idea. It's great.
Crumpling up the cards when he gets done reading them.
I want Tom, my friend Colin and I were talking about it. He goes, what about Brenneman? I'm like, that would be a great comeback. Today's categories. Half words. Oh, boy. Mayors of cities. Oh, here we go.
Similar hair.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. I think Tom would be a great one, or would have been prior to the thing. And the final Jeopardy category today, bundles of sticks. Oh, boy. Let's get out of here, shall we? Monday's in the books. We're done. Enjoy it, because I think the heat's coming. It's like the last nice day, and that's like 97 degrees tomorrow. So
damn it.
I know. We're just kept teasing us, and then taking it away. But enjoy that. Have a great day. We will catch you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98.3.